2016, where it's like, what's the Trump presidency going to be like?
No, you should get the audio from that show Mansers on Spike TV.
And before
it's the best show.
Adam forced me to kick the power cord.
Yeah, so I'm really sorry about that. I'm sorry about that.
Well, you were pissing me off.
You've done a couple faux pas. You pissed Nick off. Well, I said
I was the third week in January, but right. To the fans who we care deeply about. We're not pre-recording a bunch of episodes again. We've had some sponsors drop out.
So we're
the CEO of Thursday Boots. And I'm just going to tell you the facts. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying anything about causality.
Wait, that's the one we lost because we did that extended read about raping children in their factory.
I thought it was a Holocaust.
It was a combination of the two. But we were in talks to renew for this year. 3 weeks ago, the CEO gets the booster shot.
And
then yesterday,
completely acts
he was beaten to death by his boyfriend in a domestic violence.
You guys do with that information what you want. We're just putting it out.
I'm just telling you what the facts are.
We never said the word methamphetamine.
I never said anything about causality. I'm just asking. I'm not even asking questions.
Yeah. Well, I'm pissed off at Adam because we have our good friend Felix here as a guest. And I said, Adam, why don't you sit on the camping chair and let Felix have the big chair?
He's got his shoes off, his hands in his pants.
My hands in my sweater.
He quietly talked Felix into sitting in the chair.
And he was like, let me get you a chair,
Adam,
Felix.
Adam
every time we've
chair,
had a guest thus far.
Oh, is this
a chair? No, that's well, the new it's a chair. That is the new chair that I bought for Nick to replace the one I shit in.
Was it this same type of chair?
It was the same type of chair, yes. Same exact
no,
spot.
No, this one's a little bit more padded than the one.
Oh, okay. Then I probably won't shit. Like, that's usually...
Let's AP fact check whether this one's a little bit more padded.
It is.
I feel it's comfortable. Like, I don't feel like this was pawned off.
You don't
me.
Need to be diplomatic.
Listen to the man. Nick, listen to the man. Listen to the man. Stop leading the witness.
I'm just saying, our guest is over here. He's alert. He's kind of fucking upright. This man, you are lounge. You're the most comfortable man in this room.
I don't lounging, need this chair. Pulling, I can sit over there. I was placed on this chair.
No.
Pulling threads
I've
out of the chair.
I've been placed on this chair.
And look,
pulling threads.
Normally,
pulling
it's threads. Fine. Enjoy the chair. I like to see you comfortable, but I like to see our guests more comfortable than you.
Look,
I
took my shoes want you off. To be comfortable. We just want you to be self-aware of the discomfort you cause everyone in your life.
I am, to some extent. To a certain extent.
And look, me and Nick always sit on the couch. We can't.
I'm happy being on the couch, too. I've been placed on this chair.
No one is
I was
saying,
on the box. I was on the camping chair. I pooped the camping chair.
Yes.
I was on the box for a while as a punishment.
Yeah.
I did my time. Listen, guys.
And you're a changed
believe,
man. This is not has nothing to do with our normal seating arrangements. But when a guest is here, I think it would be nice to give them the big chair. That's all I'm saying. All
right.
For the future.
All right.
We're probably going to
have
some
We didn't have
guests.
Any of the other guests sit here. When Ian was here, when
well,
JP
Ian, Ian
was here.
Ian brought that bicycle with the weird seat to sit on.
Yeah. It was that going up and down.
Yeah, he kept pedaling the whole time.
Well, I guess it's because you caught, you set it up preemptively, you know? You must have.
Oh, I must
You were
have.
Aware.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's run the tape on that.
Let's run it.
Well, there is none. It's
well,
been a race.
That's neither here nor there. What's done is done. Felix is in the camping chair. And we're very happy to have you, buddy.
We're happy to have you.
It's been, I think this is the first one since the pandemic.
Wow.
The first one.
Yeah,
right?
I think so. I think
yeah,
so.
No, because we didn't do any like in 2020.
We did one at a different, was it in your apartment, Adam, the last time we had Felix on?
I don't remember, no. It's been too long. That's
it definitely has.
Yeah.
It was a different place, wherever it was. I don't remember
the
where
Jackie
it was.
Chandemic.
Okay, I love you.
That could be construed as being anti-Chinese.
I just panic because Felix's shit is not recorded.
It isn't?
The master track is recording, and that's the one that gets used anyway.
Okay, all right.
But this one, in case... So just be very careful to not say the N-word.
That's fine.
Because
that's
it's
fine.
Very difficult to strip it from the...
From the master.
From the master.
Different rules than regular Chapo. That's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah. Yeah, on Chavo, it's interesting because I just did an episode, and that's how they warm up, is they all say it. Mm-hmm. Like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, but they're saying the N-word.
The sound of music.
So. Yeah. But they never say it on the episode, which they get it out of their system.
Yeah.
But we went over an hour, and I could see Will shaking because he really wanted to say it.
Yeah. He had a vein popping out of his
forehead. Well, he has Parkinson's.
Yeah. That's, I mean, there are a lot of secrets to the show, but it is, I mean, it's a Parkinson's show.
We all have Parkinson's?
We all met in, like, Parkinson's rehab.
That's sick. You beat it?
I did.
You're stronger?
I mean, you'd see that Will's relapsing. He's just, you know, he likes going back to get Parkinson's for the attention. Yeah, but yeah. I don't really feel that way. So, like, I'm having you guys edit out when I say I have Parkinson's.
Yeah,
sometimes.
This is definitely getting edited out.
Yeah, check the timestamp on that.
And so you're saying Michael J. Fox, he's an addict.
He was an addict, yeah.
Is he dead?
He died, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he passed away.
I didn't know that.
Well, right. like 5 years ago, I think, right?
I think it was one of those things
where it's like,
Just real quick, Michael.
Yeah, just absolutely.
Yeah.
Thanks for sneaking that in there.
Yeah, you're welcome. Nice.
I'm wondering if two people have Parkinson's, if you're fucking a girl and you both have Parkinson's,
that's how Mormons fuck.
And you're shaking. Mm-hmm. That must feel good on her clit.
I don't know. It's, you know,
like a vibration.
I haven't tested it personally.
it's something to think about.
I'm sure at some point, based on family medical history, I will be able to try that out.
I think
I'll let you know.
Yeah. Let me know when you
Adam,
get it.
That is not funny. That's not cool. I'm mad now.
You're mad at me now?
I'm mad, dude.
You were looking for a reason to.
I think it's like, you know, it's like when a southpaw fights an orthodox fighter.
Yes.
I
know about fights a lot.
Well, like it's or like a pitcher. It's like a left-handed pitcher versus a right-handed batter. Like that's what you want.
Of course.
It's the best matchup is Parkinson's, non-Parkinson's.
Right.
Because like what do girls like the most? They like just
nothing.
Short,
they don't know what they
short,
like
omnidirectional, shitty, like pumps, like
right.
8 per second.
Of course.
Yeah. But if you both have it, you sync up and she's not feeling the point of that, which is the friction.
Right. That's true. It cancels out. Two shaky motherfuckers cancel out.
That's true.
Only if they're on the same wavelength.
That's true. If they're on a different one, then they're extra shaky.
That's the whole problem, though. They're only on the same wavelength when they're twins. That's the only time that happens.
So twins can't fuck each other. But
no,
everyone else with Parkinson's. So Venus,
it's different for people with Parkinson's.
Venus and Serena Williams, God forbid they ever get Parkinson's.
They're not twins.
Venus is older. Venus is older.
I thought they were twins.
No, they're just both black.
Whoa.
Are they?
Adam.
Yeah.
I thought they were planets.
That's why Nick was saying that racistly.
I've never said anything racist.
You thought that Tia and Tamara and the smart guy were all
triplets. They're not triplets, but
who's the smart guy?
Taj Maori, what the fuck
are you even talking about? I don't even know what you're talking about. Who's
so
the
Tia
smart
and Tamara
guy?
Have a younger brother who was in the show Smart
Roger?
Guy. No, not Roger.
Not Roger.
Roger who got raped, right? Didn't he get molested?
That was a little Bow Wow.
Oh.
On the set of Tokyo Drift.
The best rumor, the best like post 9/11 rumor after the dancing Israelis was that
Bow Wow was being raped at the Twin Towers.
Yeah. Well, just of that era, it was like, I think it was like based off of nothing that his bodyguard raped him.
Yeah, well,
I remember that.
Which I believed wholeheartedly.
I believed until this moment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was fact.
No, it was some guy like you or me. Some like, you know,
who just said it?
Yeah. Some hero.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the country.
Came up with a really good rumor.
Didn't B2K get molested by somebody? Cuz we know all about white boy band molester Lou Pearlman, but there's got to be a black Lou Pearlman somewhere. Mm,
Eric Adams.
Eric Adams molested B2K.
Yeah.
Blue.
I guess he was a cop. He could have just arrested their tour bus and then fucked them all.
Mm-hmm.
And what were they going to do?
Yeah, nothing. There's nothing they could do legally.
I'm mad we never got that John Madden bus. Although there might be a chance to get the actual John Madden bus.
Yeah, he's dead now.
Show some respect.
John Madden insists on being buried in the bus.
That would be like a fucking like King Tut.
Yeah.
That's his fucking pyramid is the bus. Mm-hmm. He fills it with fucking other Al Michaels has to do play-by-play. He's encased alive doing play-by-play while John Madden does color. That would be sick, dude.
And they're still putting his name on the games. That's a little weird.
It's a state.
It makes them spooky.
After he's dead. Yeah, it's a ghost game now.
Yeah. Now it's like scary. Sort of like a Nightmare Before Christmas.
Like Luigi's Mansion.
It makes you wonder if there's going to be songs in the new one.
Really? You're wondering that?
Yeah, this is Halloween. makes you wonder if...
you go a little something like this.
You kind of wonder, what is this going to be like? The freaking Nightmare Before Christmas, dude, with John Madden?
Yeah.
Just me at the stand in a week?
Yeah.
Sometimes I wish that John Madden was calling play-by-play on Tinder dates.
Yeah.
Boom, you got a stinky pussy right here. Swipe right on that one. Not Chinese enough. There's a valley. There's a valley you want to be in. Click over to Chinese, but then there's a weird toothy kind. The freckle toothy kind, you know what I mean? Before it comes back to the good stuff.
Yeah, dude, that's good. That's a good chunk. John Madden.
Yeah.
John Madden, Halloween, and Tinder dates.
Chunk, that's a funny word, isn't it, folks?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's being really nice about him dying.
Of course.
I thought
he was
like, he was like a joke. I thought everyone made fun of him.
What?
I'm not.
You're pissing me off for real.
Made fun of him.
I was joking
about
the chair.
Everyone said that he was so boring.
I was joking about the chair.
I'm sad he died.
What you're saying right now is fucked up, and I'm pissed off at you.
I'm just saying that people didn't celebrate him in his life
Yes, they did. He was the best.
Just like you and Kobe Bryant. You eulogize a man that you despise.
Look, but when he was alive... It was fun to hate on
him. You loved him dead. You love him dead.
I do.
That's the point.
I don't love him dead. I wish he was alive. Mm-hmm. But
he's dead,
a great,
and you're loving
he's
it.
He's one of the great...
Hey, how you doing? I'm John Kratom. fuck.
I'm just saying we should have...
Why don't you save that
I can't believe this shit's legal.
Why don't you save that for in about 3 minutes?
John
Are we
Kratom?
Selling Kratom?
There's so much you can do with that one.
Oh, that's a little fucking preview, folks. You might be hearing from John Kratom in a couple minutes.
The possibilities for that one are endless.
Oh, fuck, dude. Oh, damn, Felix. What's up, man? What'd you have for breakfast today? let's do a day in the life, Felix, breakfast. Go. All
right.
Because I had a fucking guad bacon, egg, and cheese.
We had sandwiches.
Mm-hmm. What did you have?
I had 2 pieces of toast and an espresso pod.
Classic.
Two toasts. Just a little butter.
Very, very,
you don't want that much.
Very Philip Marlowe.
That's fucking sick.
That's like,
dude.
That's like an efficiency, 1940s efficiency apartment breakfast.
You got to smoke a cigarette with that, too.
Yeah.
Well,
I smoke a pipe, do your chest problems, have your 2 pieces of toast, take a look at the globe, and just say, damn.
Yeah.
I like, no, it doesn't matter how, like, you know, embarrassing or fruity your lifestyle is. It doesn't matter if you have 3 monitors.
Yes,
as long as you do that, you roll out of your Murphy bed. Yeah. You have your toast and cigarettes. It doesn't matter if you're using, like, a Nespresso, like one of those devices that was made just for MILFs.
Yeah, of course.
Are you just getting that 2 pieces of toast?
Oh,
feel pretty noir.
It's got to be gay.
Yeah, it is noir.
To be a private detective now.
Oh, my God.
Because you, like, wake up and you smoke a cigarette and then you look out the blinds and then you just Google.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just spend look the day at someone's
Googling.
Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, their Instagram. Their fucking,
You never run into, like, some sexy evil woman on LinkedIn.
Dude, that's...
I had to spend the day trolling through some dumb Indian bitch's tweets. Makes me miss the war. At least then you could feel the bullets whizzing past your head. Now the years go by.
I will.
Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to talk more about how good, how cool the evil evil noir women were. Mm-hmm. I love watching noirs because it's like the whole job is not getting pussy from insane bitches. Mm-hmm. And I would have failed spectacularly. Yeah. I would have fucked every single Daffy
bitch.
Well,
it's not to not get pussy. It's to recognize that you get the pussy, but they're also trying to get something out of you.
Right.
So you never give it to them.
Yes.
You got to smack them up a little. Yeah.
The end of every noir book is, and I still hit.
Yeah.
But I still hit, bitch.
Noir guys were probably the only people allowed to get pussy in like the 1910s, 1920s. Or I guess 40s.
What do you mean allowed to get pussy?
Well, like, that wasn't a lifestyle, right? Like, people weren't really getting
pussy.
No,
it's a lifestyle.
No, yeah, I think people
in the
30s,
people were
getting
pussy.
Oh, absolutely.
I thought everyone was a family man in the 30s.
What are you talking about?
People were getting pussy even in, like, colonial times.
Yeah.
Interesting. It's just the way they write about it is like, and I spent Morrow with Esther's wonderful flower.
Her,
you know,
cunny. Yeah.
Meanwhile, it's like their fingers in the ass. You know,
sure.
You don't think flappers are getting fucked?
Imagine you go on a date with a bitch in 1780, right?
Okay, I'm listening.
You get back to her place. It takes 4.5 hours for the both of you to get undressed.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's like, what are you going to do? Just steal a couple of smooches and hit the bricks?
No.
I don't think so, pal. You're raping that lady.
Like, stop.
Yeah.
Think about this. Like, if people take all these podcasts and, like, your posts and, like, your stand-up, like, your body of work,
mm-hmm.
like, 100 years after you die, and they write about your life using, like, primary and secondary sources.
Sure.
Or, like, for any of this. I don't want to, like...
No, either way, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they're going to be like, wow, people back then were 380 pounds and 5'4".
Okay. 275 and 5'7". Thank you very much.
Back in the day, everyone was bald and toothless and 3 million
I have pounds. Hair and I have all my teeth.
And not getting pussy.
And right. I am getting pussy. Thank you very much.
They wouldn't think to, like, make a note of, oh, someone you fucked 3 times over 2 weeks. And
right.
The last thing you said to each other was, oh, I'm thinking about going to the parquet court show.
Yeah.
And then
you forget to reply.
And you're like, oh, I would look stupid if I replied 3 days later.
It makes you wonder. It's like probably everyone in the Middle Ages was like they were like 6'2" and they were fine. But then there was just like 3 or 4 guys that are like, can you believe this shit?
Yeah.
Look how fucking gay I am. I got no teeth. I don't know how to read. And people are like, wow, this is the guy.
I guess I just thought everyone got married in the 40s. They all were wearing suits. But you're right. I guess what it was, it wasn't respected. Or it was they were thought of as like the dregs of society to get pussy.
Some people. Mm-hmm.
And then I guess you cheated.
Right.
You cheated on your wife relentlessly.
Well, it was like
especially in the 50s.
That's why you got a secretary.
It was like skipping like, you know, if you got arrested for any crime back then, you're just the dumbest piece of shit in the world.
Yeah.
And if you couldn't get a job, even dumber. Because you could just go to a new town and say you're a doctor.
Yeah.
And do that forever.
Yeah, that's sick. Keep
cheating the same way.
Right.
Like, no one can go to your Facebook.
Right.
But, like, everyone did it. But it's just, like, they're not going to... You know, like,
yeah, what's your wife going to do? Use the car she's not allowed to drive to follow you into the city?
Yeah.
On your lunch break?
You could go 10 miles and just fuck a woman that would never interact with anyone you know.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's so awesome.
That'd be like a different
country. Like all these airline pilots pretending they're quitting because of the vaccine mandate. The reality is like, the Me Too movement did more damage to the airline. To like, what? I'm just not supposed to fuck some Thai bitch. Well, I'm at work. Getting the bends.
Oh, man. Pilots, really? That's like fucking an alien. If you lived in New York, you fucked someone in fucking Kansas?
Well, and everyone respected a pilot.
And everyone respected pilots. Yeah. Oof, they were getting so much fucking gashola.
The best thing is... You know, like, when we're all gone, the thing they're going to use to write about our lives, because they will write about us.
That's so funny.
There's going to be
because we're on the right side of history.
Yeah. We're on the right side of history. We support the science and all of that shit.
Mm-hmm.
The primary source they're going to use is, like, the longest and most mutually wrong arguments you've had with girls over text.
Yeah.
the shit where it's like, oh, well, I didn't seem excited, maybe because I woke up early so I could see you. It's like pages, like gigabytes of that.
Yeah.
And back then, you couldn't, like... a state, you know, it cost actual money to send a letter.
Of course.
Not now. Where,
everything was off. I see what you're saying. Everything was off the record.
Yeah. Like, you wouldn't. I think
we have no proof of them getting pussy, but they were getting pussy.
You would have to love fighting with women so much to do it over
a telegram.
Letters.
Yeah. Yeah. You're at the beep, 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 you fucking dumb bitch. Fuck you, bitch.
Would you do? I think I might do it at least
I'd be
once.
Doing some letters. Yeah. I'd
Not
be writing
me.
Some letters.
I hate fighting.
Really?
I really do.
I have trouble picturing
you
doing
a little
it a lot.
Bit.
Huh?
I have trouble picturing you doing it a lot.
I don't like to fight.
Yeah, well, no, you do fight, but you fight. Honestly, I think about relationships I've had where it's like there's two kinds of ways people fight. There's people that like grew up in those quiet dinner households where everyone's mad at each other.
Right.
And they do that like, I just don't know what to do. Like that kind of bullshit.
I'm gonna drink myself,
which is awful.
Death.
Right.
And then there's the kind that's like gives your life vitality, that's fine, that's like, who the fuck is this bitch on your phone?
Right.
And you're like,
right.
Some bitch, I don't know.
Yeah.
The fuck?
Yeah.
And that is easy to deal with.
Very easy.
In fact, it helps things.
Right.
Because people say what they mean.
Sure.
Right.
Rather than privately retiring into these feelings that they think have like way more emotional depth than they do.
Right.
It's like, no, you're just spiraling.
Yeah. I guess I also like haven't been in that many like serious relationships where like, you know,
and I say this with authority as someone that has had numerous types of failed relationships.
Right.
They all fail for the same reason.
Yeah.
But my inability to handle it in different ways.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like
yes.
You don't even. This is the biggest tip I can give you because like,
please,
I'm not like.
Here comes the big tip.
Yeah.
In you.
I'm not. I'm.
He's having sex. He's talking about his penis.
Yeah, I get it. I got a pretty big tip, actually.
Michael,
you guys can also
Michael
suck.
Gay sex.
But I'm listening, Felix.
Okay.
I'm trying to get life advice from my friend Felix.
I know. I was just getting one in there. Doing my job.
No, if there's an opening, he has to take it.
Of course.
You don't like. Look, you don't have to be in a committed relationship like
to
a
fight
year
with a
to
woman.
Fight. Like you can do it with. Pretty much any woman. And you should.
That's true.
Yeah. Like, I'm not... I've given
That's
up.
The whole point of bureaucracies. Yeah. So regular citizens can go in somewhere and for 2 hours be in a relationship with a large black woman. You go to the post office. You say, well, the fucking tracking thing said it was here.
Yeah.
She's behind 9 panes of bulletproof glass eating a fucking Popeyes box.
I guess I
like... Like, well, I look for it and it ain't here.
Yeah. It ain't. I don't know what to tell you. I've streamlined all my relationships where...
Well, real quick, though. Sorry, but...
oh, yeah. Is John Kratom back?
John Kratom here. Super Speciosa.
What I want, fucking... That's Rip Torn now. Yeah. It's my flawless Rip Torn.
It's actually just Tim Dillon doing...
Ray Kump.
Ray Kump.
When I want kratom.
Super Speciosa raw leaf. Pure kratom engineered by nature.
Wow, engineered by nature.
Yeah, so it's not a lab leak kratom.
That's awesome.
It came from a bat, pussy.
This is the best kind
Into
of shit.
Into a pangolin?
GMP qualified vendor. Our kratom meets American Kratom Association standards for good manufacturing practices.
And you know that's a very strict governing body.
Mm-hmm. Made by nature, perfected by us. Well, hold on.
That's pretty
second.
Encouraging.
Hold on a second.
It sounds nice.
Just like cigarettes, our kratom is made originally from a plant. No, it doesn't.
That would be awesome.
Just like the powerful cocaina plant in the jungles of Colombia, our kratom is originally grown by what will be described in the future as slaves. Since 2016, we've been perfecting,
but not right now, to be clear,
certifiably reliable ways to bring you kratom as it was intended, unaltered, untouched, uncompromised. Mm-hmm. And you know that's true because it tastes like shit.
That's right.
It does taste like that. You feel like you are eating dirt.
Like you're eating, nature.
But luckily they have capsules also. So if you're not into the dirt thing, I'm always kind of a dirt guy. You know, I've never been that like, let's put the mushrooms into something else kind of thing.
Oh, I love it. In LA, I had mushrooms. I put them in the middle of this like cream-filled donut. It's awesome.
I just eat them raw.
I had a fucking...
You're a real fancy bitch.
I had them raw. I had a cup of coffee, and then I had my lunch.
That's awesome.
Yeah, super speciosa.
Wait. I had an eighth of mushrooms in a donut. Some Pleno place in Eagle Rock that Jamel told me about. Yeah. And they were really good. But what I love even more than that is super speciosa.
I just found a cool thing on their website. Stav, you might like this. It's it's an article called Kratom Craves Breakfast Recipe Edition.
Wow.
So these are Kratom.
Yeah, throw a little Kratom on your toast.
So the first recipe is Kratom overnight oats. That sounds nice.
Ooh.
And then they got a Kratom acai bowl.
Right. Oh, these are for the athletes out
there. Yeah.
They have recipes on their website?
Kratom protein pancakes. They got recipes, yeah. Full recipes.
I know they listen to these ad reads. And yeah. I don't know how much overhead it would incur, but you should really send those recipes out. They should sell a book.
Right.
But there should be like
cookbook.
They should do a sample recipe that comes with, you know, an order or whatever.
They should give us Kratom pancakes to eat on live on air.
I don't know about those, just because the protein pancakes are fucking. That's the biggest mistake. What a fraud.
Are they not good?
They're not good at all, dude.
Every 2 years, I like buy some.
Same.
Because I forget that they're bad.
There's the one with the bear on the box.
That's the worst one. It is the worst one.
Oh,
that
sucks. Bear would never eat those.
Yeah, even the box itself looks inedible. And I know that you can say that about a lot of boxes. But if you were to eat boxes.
Oh, so you're not even saying the vibes the box puts off.
Yeah, it's like
recycled. You mean the physical box.
Yeah.
Looks like you don't want to eat it.
Right.
Interesting.
But it's not true with super speciosa.
Not true at all.
They also have a.
And when I said I don't know about the pancakes, I meant I do know about the pancakes, and they're some of the best pancakes I've ever had.
I felt like
I was at IHOP sitting down with my good friends Bob Evans and Louis Simmons from West Side Barbell, and we were getting fucked up on Kratom with John Madden, who can't stop talking about the Nightmare Before Christmas because he's dead.
Adam, do you have something you want to read?
Yes.
Remember and say
so
of your own volition?
Yeah, something I want to remember is that the URL is getsuperleague.com/cumtown, and the promo code is cumtown.
Really?
Yeah.
That's really cool.
I think it's a good idea, like, if you have a family, like, in the next few years, I have kids, this is something I'll do. I'll be making them, by around the time they're five, around the time I get them the boosters and stuff. I will be like making them Kratom acai bowls and pancakes and stuff. Not protein pancakes.
Is it acai? No. It's acai.
Acai.
You know what? You can just say whatever. It's like no one knows.
And what is it? It's a berry.
It's a berry,
That gives you energy.
Yeah, it like helps you recover after you work out. Anecdotally.
Yeah, I don't think it does anything.
Are you still working out? Do you have a gym again?
Yeah.
You're at Equinox?
I'm wearing a baggy shirt, but I'm going to the gym more.
Yeah. You look awesome.
Thank you.
I'm honestly fighting. I'm salivating. I'm trying to suck you off.
All right, so there's some... I just wanted to remember some mandatory benefits that we have to reference.
Off the top of your head, because you love them so much.
Just spitting this off the top of the dome, Super Speciosa's Kratom is 100% natural with one ingredient, Kratom leaf. It can help improve your mood, deliver energy, reduce pain, and it helps people feel better. Kratom is used also to relieve stress and take the edge off. Every batch of Super Speciosa has a QR code that you can scan and view the exact lab certificates.
I love that.
So you know you're getting high quality product. And if you're not completely satisfied, Super Speciosa will give you your money back.
An NIQQR code.
All right. Super Speciosa wants you to come again. With unlimited use of the 20% off promo code CUMTOWN. So go to Superleaf, getsuperleaf.com/CUMTOWN for 20% off your entire order. Getsuperleaf.com/CUMTOWN, promo code CUMTOWN for 20% off. Also, I saw on their website, this is kind of cool. They got
my homepage, by the way.
They have an article that says how to buy Kratom with an ACHE check. So basically, what you do is you put in your routing.
You can't have a debit card.
Yeah, you put in your routing and your account number.
Wow.
And then.
And people say Obama did nothing for us.
Yeah.
And but that's huge.
I'm going to give everybody ACH checks to buy Kratom with.
And you could also buy with cryptocurrency. So for all.
That's awesome.
For all.
What the
all
fuck
our,
are these ape thing? I can't keep track of it.
JPEGs that people buy as NFTs that are getting stolen.
It's awesome that they're getting stolen.
People
what does
have
that
them
even
in
mean?
Their crypto wallets and then they
okay,
like
that
disappear.
Is, that is funny. I thought the joke
like,
was
spent
that they just look stupid.
$80,000 on this ape cartoon.
No, there's no joke. These people think that these things are actually good. It's really funny.
It's a pyramid scheme.
And people are getting their shit stolen from their wallets somehow.
You know, I wasn't going to just from the hip say NFTs are bad because I don't understand them. I don't understand, like, the argument about, like, them using too many computers. I don't know what that means.
I don't either. But they look so gay that I just am running with it.
When I publish Chinese Barney for a modest $2,500 and received zero takers, I thought, this community is poison. Honestly, this is toxic.
You need to plug Chinese Barney on the show. I'm sure you can get $2,500.
I don't even know. I don't know how it actually... I learned enough to make the thing and put it on the website.
Nick is selling Chinese Barney right now, guys.
For three Ethereum.
I don't know how to collect the money.
It's you got to get it on. You need like a crypto wallet.
I have that.
There's an exchange.
Is it like linked to the thing?
To the marketplace?
Yeah, do you put it on like OpenSea?
OpenSea is the exchange.
I don't remember. Literally, I took an hour to figure out how to turn Chinese Barney.
People didn't know that it was comedy genius Nick Mullen.
They thought it was just a racist guy.
I think
thought it was a regular racist.
This is the struggle.
Racist that likes baby shows.
It's the Jimmy Fallon paradox where it's like nobody will accept me as a serious artist. They think it's got to be a joke. And it's like, no, what if Barney was a Chinese fella.
That's so fucking true.
Can you imagine?
Well, a Chinese dinosaur.
He's a Chinese dinosaur. but also, he's still Barney.
Right.
And you can't say it's racist because...
You could.
No, you can't because what is racism?
I think in this
case...
First of all,
you have to be able to answer that question.
In this case, the eyes is what makes it racist.
But this is... He's a dinosaur.
Right.
So he's existing before Chinese people.
Oh, so he happens to have eyes that a Chinese guy would have.
And because of the limits of our language, there's no other way to... That's what a T-Rex.
Right.
They call him the king of the dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Am I supposed to believe that's actually a king? That they've got a society?
Right.
No, of course not.
No.
So you would understand as a rational, functioning adult, it's not, you know, say this racist, that's racist, this racist. You'd say, okay, it's a dinosaur that happens to look Chinese. And furthermore, he's working with children who can't understand things outside of that lens.
Right.
The easiest thing to tell them is like, look, don't worry about it. At this stage in your life, you have to just believe he's some, you know, rice paddy, bucktooth, you know, gobbledygook fella.
Okay. I think that's when we really start getting into the racist element.
But no, when you're older, we explain that it's just a way for me to make money off cryptocurrency.
I think
it's superspeciosa.com.
I think you could make like...
Adam, you want to hit him with the promo code?
I did.
Promo code Cumtown.
Cumtown for 20% off.
What were you saying, Felix?
I think Nick could legitimately make like a 5-figure amount off that. Like if you plugged
more
it.
Than that,
yeah, no. I
there's
think
some fucking moron that'll buy a fucking Cumtown NFT for sure.
Well, what I'm doing is Curious George, but with a big old donk.
I like that.
Yeah, that's my fungible ape.
It's so funny how the ape, like, why is it just those fucking stupid monkeys?
Well, it's funny too because it's all ripped off of like the Gorillaz artwork.
Yeah, it really is just shittier versions of that. Uh-huh.
That was a good band.
Boom, 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 boom.
So but what is there actually a legitimate argument as to why NFTs are bad other than it's just gay?
Well,
I think they use some kind. I don't know.
That it's it. I think
I don't
it,
care.
It, like.
They look stupid and the people culturally
it could be bad because it's the idea with them, right, is that, and this is like a like half understood explanation, so I could be totally wrong.
Yeah.
But the blockchain proves ownership, right? And the thinking is, you know, I've seen
what
people,
about the cock chain?
Mm-hmm. Nice.
That
I
could,
would like one
that
of
could
those.
Also do that.
Yeah.
It's like
my mistress controls my clock.
Yeah,
in the, like in the future,
guys.
Like everything will be like owned by someone that's like linked to a blockchain. They prove their ownership through the blockchain. Everything's
but
owned
isn't
by
that,
something.
Isn't that just like a slippery slope argument? It's like there's no evidence that NFTs are gonna like, first of all, not only like be anything more than what they are now, like everything else in crypto that never evolved past like a just a dumb money making scheme. But beyond that, like ever fully like encapsulate and make worse like the problem of intellectual property to begin with.
Well, the argument for it is that like if profits like keep declining, if you keep running out of things to make money off of, you just increase rent seeking behavior in existing things. So it's like, you know, okay, we're not inventing anything. So the new thing is that every JPEG or every GIF, like you can own the GIF of Drake clapping and you make like 0.09 ETH when some like dumb shit posts it.
Yeah, but, you, but there's no way anything. To, there's no actual like
yeah,
DRM.
No, there's no like
money.
Existing infrastructure to do that.
Yeah,
no,
yeah
but
you
that's
could just
like, that's
right
a slippery
click
slope
copy.
Argument.
Right.
Yeah.
So why the fuck these people, are they buying these fucking ugly ass monkeys?
So it's like the sort of just like intellectual implication of NFTs of like what isn't even really possible yet.
Yeah,
that makes
and,
it bad.
And also just like the electricity usage of like, you know, Bitcoin farming and all that shit. Mm-hmm. But it's, I mean, it's also like everyone takes a flight where they could have like taken a train for 6 hours or some shit. There's an argument to be made that everyone's making like
yeah, it feels like
one, if you're if
it
you
falls
are
into
able
that like
online,
and yet you use
like,
an iPhone
you're probably doing
thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, now
whatever.
We know.
So they look fucking stupid, and only dorks that don't get pussy seem to like them. So
well, they make a lot of money. I guess
I don't give a fuck, no. Dude.
Because it seems like that would be perfect.
That's
for,
why
like,
people are into
like OnlyFans shit. Is if you just NFT your fucking
your
nude.
Pussy?
Because that's like if I mean again, it's the same problem with like rights management or whatever. Because the value in that is the image itself. Mm-hmm. Whereas the NFT thing is like no one actually thinks this ape has value, and also it's like. It is just, like it's not. You're not paying for the privilege to look at it.
Right,
anyone
yeah,
can do
right,
that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You're paying for the privilege of making your profile picture on Twitter. That's what you're paying for.
I mean, it's just. It seems like another like grasping at straws ways to like validate the crypto space as having literally any utility whatsoever.
Right.
And it doesn't. And it's another. Because that was the thing with like Ethereum blew up in price, and it's like, okay, what can you actually use Ethereum for? And
right,
like,
because there's no more fucking well, Silk Road.
Yeah, there's CryptoKitties, and it's like, what the fuck is this? Yeah. It's the fucking Neopets, but it takes 9 hours to find out that your cat died.
Yeah, I mean, basically what will happen with crypto and all this shit is like just a bunch of rich guys will have stolen more money from dumbasses.
Yeah.
And then it'll just stop existing probably.
Yeah.
There are three things I think it's like legitimately can be used for. And like one of them you can't really do anymore. One of them is like an inflation hedge, which like, yeah, okay.
Right.
But that's not really like using it as a currency. Two is, you know, like when we did a like fundraiser to like, like for shit in these three organizations or two of them were in Palestine. It's really hard to like send money to people in Palestine, and I was thinking like, okay, if I had went through the trouble
Ethereum?
Of like, doing all this, but then you have the same problem because they have to
that guy
it at a
that
bank.
Guy with the beard walking through the rubble and the flies everywhere, being like, for the price of a goofy ape number 37, you can sponsor some sickly malaria-ridden child.
Yeah, he's
who's
to,
filled
he's
with Bill Gates's vaccines.
Yeah,
they're destroying their ability to reproduce and not have autism.
He's trying to give the Israelis a bored ape so they turn the electricity back on. But and the third one is yeah, buying drugs online, which you can't really do anymore as far
as I
do understand.
I do love the irony of it being, you know, this whole thing, and the preeminent example of it is a bored ape. Can you imagine? It's like a monkey.
Right.
It's stupid and then it's bored too.
Right.
Yeah.
That is fucking
but boring. It's also a monkey.
Yeah, whatever. It's fucking gay. But I don't
whatever.
Know, dude. That's
I mean,
I'm
only defending it because I got back into buying DVDs.
DVDs are cool. You can watch them.
I'm worried the people... You can watch NFTs. You can
but
watch
they don't, they're
picture.
Not good.
Some
you
could
use it
good.
As your PFP.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. And then other people can copy-paste it and use it as theirs, and you get pissed
off.
You
get
off.
Mad.
Yeah.
I don't think they're actually getting mad, though.
Are they not?
I think it's like a... I think it's a conscious choice, either like individually or like the group
well,
thing.
Crypto,
where it's like
all crypto millionaires are just like fucking some like Filipino guy that made $800 billion by accident that he can't cash out, and then he bought like 19 suits And he's like, and now I'm a CEO.
Yeah. Yeah. It's always guys who are like one left turn away from like they'd still be working at Geek Squad.
Right.
And
right,
now
right.
they're like writing books about the optimal work day. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, what the fuck do you yeah.
yeah.
But I do think it's like they want to be screenshotted. They want like, yeah, they like want a guy who's still arguing about the 2016 primary to be like, this website's free. And it's like a guy freaking out, but he's knowingly playing it.
Everyone's knowingly playing everything up now.
Yeah. It's the similar to declining profits.
Right.
There's declining attention profits, I guess.
Of course. Yeah, it's not. Yeah, I'm with you, dude. That shit is fucking. That's why you got to get off the internet and just fucking. Get smoke some fucking weed. Watch Michael Mann's The Insider.
Maybe perhaps take a pill to make your dick hard.
Pussy, and sometimes the only way to do that is with a pill to make your dick hard.
Boom! Make your dick hard.
Pow! Look at this, my cock's huge.
John Penis here for Blue Chew. John Hardon.
John Harden.
This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Say it with us, Blue Chew.
Blue Chew.
Blue Chew.
Blue Chew. Blue Chew. It's making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that can help men
also
get stronger and longer lasting.
Bringing
erection.
Confidence to sitting alone in your apartment and rewatching Ronan on a rainy day.
Mm-hmm. Fully hard. Just hard as shit by yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, and sometimes you take a Blue Chew, you fuck a woman. The next day, you beat off. Your dick is still really hard.
That did sound really nice. Now it's rainy outside, Nick. To watch Ronan.
With your dick hard?
Imagining you're married to that Irish bitch.
That sounds really nice.
She's just wearing big sweaters and complaining about you doing nothing.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm a fucking artist. You're just drawing a Curious George with a big dick. I'm a bored
artist.
This is
going to sell, bitch. Yeah. We're going to get 100 fucking Ethereums for this shit.
Now let me drink your breast milk.
Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets help men achieve harder and stronger lasting erections to combat all forms of ED.
Mm-hmm.
Blue Chew is an online prescription service. No visits to the doctor. No awkward conversations. No waiting in line
at
the pharmacy.
None of that fucking shit.
And it ships right to your door.
You don't have to wait
package.
In line at CVS with your dick soft. No. So, to get the tablets. No. What you do is you take some of these chewable... You chew these chewable tablets hard, and then you go into CVS to buy Flips, chocolate-covered pretzels, with your dick on absolute turbo
hard. Those are really good.
I love
them. The yogurt ones are nice, too.
They're not bad. Anything you cover a pretzel in, it's usually good.
Yeah, I agree. So it's simple. You go to BlueChew.com. You consult with one of the licensed medical providers. And once you're approved, you're going to receive your package in discreet packaging within days. It's incredible. And it's all done online.
That's awesome.
So you don't like swallowing pills. No problems here. You chew them. It's like candy. And they have sildenafil and tadalafil, which are generic versions of Viagra and Cialis. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA, and they're prepared to ship direct to your door, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. So basically, here's what you do, guys. You go to BlueChew.com. You put in promo code CUMTOWN, and at checkout, you just pay the $5 shipping. That's it.
Yep.
You get your first month free. $5 to get hard.
That's nothing.
And just to make... clear.
Men in previous generations would have killed one of their children to get hard.
Yeah.
And all it takes for you is $5.
Yeah,
it was
everyone
easy
is
to get pussy and cheat, but if your dick couldn't get hard anymore, you should kill yourself.
You're
that
done,
was true until Blue Chew started.
Yeah, you go to the you go to the suicide forest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's the thing, guys. And another thing to make clear: this is an erectile dysfunction chewable, but it is not a premature ejaculation chewable. So,
although I find it does delay, this is just anecdotal.
Not me.
Really, you blast
from
fast.
My past.
Maybe I shouldn't say anymore. I think my dick is fucked up. Maybe technically I shouldn't even be taking these drugs because it kind of even hurts a little bit because of my foreskin.
Can
but
I say something just between the fellas?
No.
With this fuck me hard, like that thing is like, when you actually do like that kind of sex, I got 15 to 30 seconds in me.
See, that's where I'm lucky because my heart gives out before anything else.
Really? Yeah, I need a breather at being fat as shit. I pound and then I'm like, 1 second.
Oh, I literally run out of sex.
I run out of breath on the bottom.
Oh.
Oh, interesting.
I've been ever since I've moved to my gym being walking distance, I've been doing the heavy bag and assault bike again. And now for the 4 lucky women a year, the one time I have sex with them.
The publisher's Clay showing up with a big picture of your dick from his door, balloons on it. I won.
It's like a whole I can do it for
Hector. I won. What'd you say? Somebody's going to fuck me from a podcast.
It's the sweepstakes that every woman in Brooklyn and Lower East Side in an open relationship with a guy they don't really like has been looking for. Me coming by. Yeah. Me looking at a phone at a bar called Hoopley's.
Yeah. Yeah.
Me talking about a guy who wrote articles that used to be my friend. Yeah. Yeah. Me giving a strong
Blue Chew, by the way.
Right. Blue Chew. I take the Blue Chew. Mm-hmm. I have enough cardio. Mm-hmm. 5 minutes of to fuck me hard. Then she says something that shows that she watched porn at too formative an age and is asking for something she doesn't actually want. She's asking to be like punched in the mouth.
Take my dick
out because I'm like freaked out. Then we can go, I'm rock hard and we can go directly into the argument.
Yeah.
And then you put on Ronin.
And you know what?
I'm Ronin. And here's the thing. Blue Chew that helps women in an argument because if a man has a Blue Chew erection, all the blood isn't at his brain, it's at his dick, so it's kind of an even playing field now.
Yeah, you take the Blue Chew, you thought it was going to be a nice night, she starts yelling at you, and then every time the notification sound on your phone goes off, your dick gets a little bit harder. She's like, look, you're programmed. Like, no, I'm not. It's from the Blue Chew.
Even if you're alone, even if you don't, you're not lucky enough to have a woman to argue with,
right,
which, like, you know, God has a plan for you. She is coming.
Right, right.
We all do the same thing, right? We just type in the names of girls and watch stories on Instagram. Yeah. Yeah. And if it's hot, what do? We spasm our hard cock and our track pants. Right. And it like, looks like a dog having a nightmare.
Yeah.
We send it to all of them.
Right.
You can't do that with a soft dick.
No. Not even your regular non-medically hard 75% hard dick.
Yeah. 75? You're barely moving it at the base.
Maybe
if you're an Olympian.
I will say a Blue Chew dick photographs really well, boys. So if all you want is to send it out there, take a chewable tablet from our friends at BlueChew.com.
Here's the thing. You can send that dick out there.
I sent a BlueChew dick pic yesterday.
Okay.
And it was great.
Do you crop like your fat out? Or
no.
Okay.
I don't need to do that. You can see my penis very well.
No, I mean crop it out. Like, you know.
No, everyone who fucks me knows what they're getting into, okay, Chief. All right? That's one of the good things about being unapologetically myself sexually.
Yeah,
you know, I don't have these body hang-ups.
He's doing him.
These whores love this fat ass.
My question was about photography, not psychology.
Yeah, how do you? What
let
do
me,
you do?
You know, Decide,
you go from underneath.
I'm not going to show you, but I'm going to look at it.
You can't go from underneath.
Why?
Underneath
that's cheating.
Is the worst
that's
angle.
It's terrible.
No,
it's not. Underneath,
you can see where God fused everything.
Underneath,
you can see where the body is imperfect and this thing that just sort of forms.
No, underneath, you can make it look way bigger than it
I'll
is.
I'll tell you exactly what it was. I'm holding my dick. I unzip my jeans.
There's a little pointer on a board.
Walk us through.
I'm looking at the picture right now. And you know, I have gotten fatter over the holidays, so it is kind of like a top
angle. It's painted
angle.
Like a candy cane.
But you can see my stomach.
You get some belly.
You see my stomach. You even see the fat around my cock. I'm not gonna hide. Whatever.
Well, that's
you
impossible.
You can't hide that. Yeah.
You can't hide that if you're a cheater. You just press your hand down.
She's like looking. She's looking at it. She's like, is this a picture of you fucking a woman backwards? Is this a picture of you putting your dick backwards into a woman?
So I'm wearing some nice jeans, green jeans, and some black underwear from a different sponsor that I'll talk about maybe next episode. And you
green
know what?
Green jeans.
I'm just coming over the top. My dick is hard as hell.
And you have it in your hand.
I have it in my hand a little bit, yeah.
You have a thumb on top?
I have. You know what? It's actually just kind of, I'm just kind of guiding with
yep,
my thumb.
Yep, yep. That's the,
that's the optical
you
illusion.
You can't. You got to push the pubes down.
But here, I had
you
got to
mash the pubes.
I had why don't you push and just trim your pubes?
I had see? Recently trimmed my pubes, so I'm not, pubes. I don't yeah. have, what do you mean you don't trim your pubes?
I have big
you
have, bush.
But you have a Phillips one blade. Uh-oh.
No, no, I lost it.
Get another one. They have them at CVS. They're dirt cheap.
I know.
You don't trim your fucking pubes, you animal.
Is
it.
There like
a... doesn't matter.
I guess I don't have to that
I have
often.
A girlfriend.
No, my yeah, beard grows real still. Fast, but yeah, that's like
you
a...
You don't let yourself go.
Like, can I be like, real with you?
Yeah.
She doesn't like it because it's prickly.
I've heard that.
Not all the yeah. way off.
No, yeah, I'm not you saying all the way them. Off. Even trim if it's them. Trimmed, even if it's trimmed.
You don't do
she
a good
says
job.
That, she says that it's prickly.
I got rid of all my shit one time, and the fucking... The itchiness and pain when it grows back is unbearable.
Oh, my God, yeah. No,
it's horrific.
Like, I thought, like... I don't know what I thought. I thought I was being like courteous by doing it. Mm-hmm. No one liked it.
Yeah.
You're trying to be polite.
Especially,
yeah, I was,
especially
I was
if
like,
you're...
I was like, I don't know. What if they don't like this? But then you forget like women like... We don't even send dick pics for... It's for us. It's for guys.
Yeah.
Like, women,
yeah,
because like,
it's nice to yeah. a girl being like, yum, or whatever.
Right. No girl's
right. like,
going to jack off to it.
No.
They jack
women
off.
Jack off to, like a memory
attention.
From 13 years ago of, like, a mean geometry teacher. You know, like, tear off notebook. Like, the shit women jack off to is, like, they're like, tell me what dress to wear. And you're like, wear the silver one.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then yeah. it's like, they're sexual. They don't care about. Like, yeah. So many women have told me that they don't get horny for my cock at all. No, trust me.
And the problem was, well, the wasn't taking Blue Chew chewable yeah. tablets.
Before.
Promo
and
code
now, promo
down.
Code come down. BlueChew.com. $20.
You get your
the
first
problem
month
is with
free.
Shaving your shit. If you're hairy elsewhere, is then you just look like a dog.
Yeah.
Can I give
yeah.
you a nice? Can I give you a nice testimonial?
I shaved my chest and my stomach last year, and then when I gave up on that, the growing back was unbearable.
Yeah. It's like it's there for a reason. Like yeah. wearing shirts when you have like less body hair than you're supposed to wear. It's just it's a new feeling of discomfort you didn't know you could have.
Yeah.
It's awful. It's mm-hmm. God put that there for a reason.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been weird getting back into like shaving my face. Even I forgot how fucking uncomfortable it is.
Mm. Yeah. You be bringing the beard back, dawn of the beard.
I don't know. So we need another pandemic.
I do want to say this.
Working
really,
on it.
I also want to mention this, folks. My dick, hard and unhard, will be in Las Vegas
wow.
on the 27th through the 29th. I'll be at Wise Guys. I'll be in Sacramento the following weekend, the 3rd through the 5th. And then Houston on the 16th, Austin. I'm at the Creek in the Cave the 17th through the 19th. And then I'm in the Addison Improv on the 20th. San Francisco, Vancouver, St. Louis, Chicago, fucking Burlington, Vermont, Charlotte, Nashville, Atlanta, Toronto, Providence, the 2022 tour. And then Philly and Washington, the DC Improv to close out the first half of the year.
Going
so,
home.
Stavi.biz for tickets. All the tickets should be up now. And yeah, buy some tickets. See me on tour. And the special will be out probably in late February, maybe early March, some shit like that. So yeah, folks, come fucking see your boy and buy my calendar as well. We got the Stavi Baby 2022 calendar. It's looking gorgeous.
It's not too late.
It's not too late.
You can knock out 11 months.
You
that.
Still need the calendar.
Yeah, you wake up at 1 p.m., you can get a calendar as late as March.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be selling them at the shows,
I have some
too.
Dates coming up at Chicago.
With what guys?
Chicago. His name is Chicago.
His name is Chicago.
Chicago and Boston.
Chicago and Boston are going to double team you?
Yeah, the two fellas, Chicago and Boys Town.
That's nice. You could do the Lincoln Lodge in Chicago?
Lincoln Lodge in Chicago, but the
That's
date might get
well.
Moved for
Omicron.
Omicron. When are you going to be there?
I'm there pretty late. I'm in there in March.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to book anything until there's like the shit's done. Because we still, and apologies if this happened to you, but I don't think they returned like most of the money for the Australia tour.
Oh my God.
What?
Yeah,
really?
They just kept the fucking money, yeah.
That's
wow. Wow, Vinny Beetle, if you're listening, we want you to send the money back.
I also, I don't know what happened, but I had a tour lined up in March of 2020 that I had to get canceled. And I don't know yeah. what happened with that ticket money.
Okay, mm. I'll be there March 11th and 12th, that
okay.
to answer your question.
I think I'm going to be there in February. I'll announce the next show. Anyway, boys.
Well, last show. The one
last
before this.
Show, last show. Yeah. Last week. I'll announce it last week.
Yeah. And you just had to get that over there. I do. I'm excited to go. I haven't been to Chicago in a while. Mm-hmm. I do fuck with your little town there, Felix.
I would love to. I wish I like overlapped with you guys when you're there. You guys have been doing it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just come out.
I miss you guys by like a week often.
The couple of times I've been there, I don't do shit. I've done the shows and then I just go back to the hotel.
The Jussie crime scene last time.
The last time I was there, I just sat and like did my taxes in the hotel room.
Nah.
If I
have a good ass time when
I'm
over
there. If you guys all have shows and I come back, I'll like make my mom have like just open up all the guest bedrooms.
I love it.
And we'll have a dinner party with my mom's friends night.
Does she have any slut friends?
I want to do a little southern tour.
Yeah, I would love to get sucked off by one of your mom's friends.
Dirty whores. We were born in 1951.
That sounds awesome, dude.
Mm-hmm. Like, have you ever seen pussy before?
My mom's friends, if you were listening to this, I'm not.
They are listening.
They are listening.
They're definitely
listening. They're like, Diane, Felix said he shaved his penis. Remember when we used to do that?
If you were curious about fucking a flapper.
Yeah.
I love the idea of old people only listening to The Entertainer.
Yeah.
The only thing they listen to. Get your pussies out, girls. It's fucking season. Those were the days.
You know how you were saying like it's like anxiety provoking to book things now? Our next tour is entirely the South. It's already booked.
Doesn't even matter.
So like
it's open for business.
It's in late.
That's why I want to do a Southern tour, because it's
you should. Nothing's gonna close.
Yeah,
Florida, Texas, forget about it.
No one gives a fuck.
President DeSantis, if you ask me,
it's just a guy drinking kerosene out of a 32-ounce big gulp, being like, "I tell you, now vaccine."
I love the idea that our listeners there. They're still our listeners, but they're like just like. They've never worn anything but overalls.
Yeah.
Like toothless bumpkins.
Yeah.
But they're like I'm sick of these guys.
I'm sick of these fucking chuds, dude.
They're dressed like that, but they have little circular glasses.
Yeah.
That's the only difference.
They're just the DSA guys of like Deliverance. Yeah. they unionize.
We should all get
chorus.
We should all get to share the boy pussy we rape.
One of my favorite tweets from one of the times I was getting like dragged on social media. Is there some like fat DSA guy in the South that was like, how am I supposed to explain Cumtown to my 50-year-old black organizer friend? It's like, you're not.
It was a post that was like,
really?
He was like, this 83-year-old black woman had never voted, and I helped her register. How can I explain this to her? And it's like, how are you? She's 83. Right. How are you going to explain podcasts? What the fuck are you talking
about? Why would she need to know about this? Like, how am I going to explain hentai to her? It's like,
My mom has 83-year-old friends, and it's like, and then we just tell her, oh, he has a radio show.
Yeah, exactly. The appeal then is like, what he's calling for is for people to just say the show is bad on Twitter.
Right.
It's like, you're not calling, you don't want anything. What do you want
to
happen?
That's the call to action.
Yeah. Is people need to say the show is bad.
What a fucking loser.
We do that ourselves.
If you're listening, you're a fucking loser, but the show is bad.
I don't want to drop too many hints. I forget the guy's name, but I remember he looks exactly like Otto from Beetlejuice.
Mm-hmm. Nice. I don't remember what Otto looks like.
I'll pull him up. Glenn Shaddix.
Nice. That's a cool name.
Glenn Shaddix said bad stuff about your show.
Yeah.
Ba 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 ba. Damn, dude. Fucking losers. Why do you...
This guy.
Let me see.
My man.
Oh, he's cute.
No, he does look like that.
That's kind of what I was that's what I was imagining, but with fake dyed blonde hair for some reason.
I think this is the year that I do a really shitty like bleach blonde job.
That's awesome.
Yeah, just to further obscure my age.
It would look good on you. It would look good on you.
I might disappear.
It would look so fucking stupid.
It would look really stupid, but
it looks
awesome.
So bad.
I want to do that. I was honestly thinking about doing it this year, but I was like, nah, the long hair's enough.
The Zoomer look.
The hair looks good.
Thanks, man. Right. Maybe what'll happen is if I become a beach bum, if I like go to Greece
What you got
to
do, as soon as you get the little ponytail, get that, and then eyeliner. And like a dangly earring.
I'm getting an earring for sure.
You should get some beads in your hair, like a white girl that just went to Jamaica.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm gonna go to Greece for a month. I'm gonna come back with just dyed blonde hair with fucking beads in it and a fucking earring. Dude, I'm gonna look awesome. I'm gonna be so tan. I'm gonna be gone at least a month, maybe 6 weeks. I'll be in Greece this year.
Ooh. I love it, dude. Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Yeah. Literally, we should just do a summer.
I want to go, dude.
We should do a summer thing.
I'm so down.
And you guys just come for a week. There's a place near Athens that George's family goes to that's a cool little town. And we could like rent like a fucking mansion.
I really want to go.
And just fucking hang for a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need an Epstein Island.
We could get that.
I would love that.
There's little islands.
One for adult women.
Yeah, like, exactly.
It's like I know what everyone's thinking. Yeah. And it's like, why can't you just like fuck them in like Brooklyn or Manhattan? I don't know. Maybe I need something to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a little project. And when somebody we build our own little temple.
Flies in.
We get a Baloo to fly us in one of those aquatic planes.
I would love a Baloo personal pilot.
Yeah. That'd be awesome. Sick.
Yeah. Well, join us at patreon.com/hometown to find out.